Questions podcast is back with another episode. Another solo pod, actually, while my son is sleeping and Alex is working. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ding Tea in Lakewood and in Downey. They're open now for a soft opening, but their grand opening is coming up soon. Rumor has it they're going to be raffling off an iPad? I don't know. It's just a rumor. Both Ding Teas offer an incredible collection of teas, milk teas, boba, and Vietnamese coffee. Ding Tea, shake for life. And also, Candy's Nail Salon in Bellflower is now selling CBD-infused bath bombs. What? My mom needs that, actually. I'm going to get her one. And they also do CBD massages. She also needs that. Bring your side chick's grandma. It doesn't matter. Candy doesn't judge. That should be her new slogan. I'm going to tell her that. I'm going to just hit up Candy right after I record this. So this episode, 94 Meetings, aired April 29th, 2010. Written by Harris R.I.P. Whittles. April accidentally schedules 93 meetings for Ron March 31st, thinking that the day doesn't exist. Leslie is trying to stop Jessica Wicks from making alterations to a historic landmark. April quits and Ron tries to bring her back. Hilarious moments. Number one, Jerry going home early. So let me set the stage. Ron is trying to get as many people as he can to help knock out these meetings. He says, and I quote, "Everyone with a pulse and a brain, actually a brain and a pulse, to pitch in." Then Jerry pokes his head in, ready to help, and Ron shuts him down and says he could actually go home early. Not only did he refuse his help, but he sent him home early. The ultimate fuck you, Jerry. Thanks, we got this. While they're in desperate need for help. Number two, Andy's talking head about infant care. So we think of Andy as this dude that can't even do simple math in his head. Yet he's able to determine that when April was born, he was already in the third grade. Anyway, he's pretty much saying that she's too young to be friends with. Not even date, just to be friends with too young. Then he says he didn't know anything about infant care and that he could have killed her. Looking at it now, it is kind of pretty weird if you think about it. Funny scene. Either way. Number three. So here's where it gets a little controversial now. At least it will be if people attack it on Twitter or something. So it could be it could also make it to what didn't age well, but it's still funny. It's a scene when, so Ron is simply just trying to go to the men's restroom and pee, or the gentleman's room. And Leslie can't wait to talk to him, so she follows him in there. A big no-no. Ron says, "Leslie, what the fuck?" And while they're in there, you can tell that Councilman Hauser is in there. Ron gets so pissed that he kicks her out. And then Councilman Hauser comes out, and Leslie says, "I saw your penis." If I'm allowed to put that at number three, I'm going to leave it at number three. And what a way to end that episode with a hilarious moment. Number four, April back at work, or should I say Zuzu. So some guy who missed his once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet with Ron frickin' Swanson tries to reschedule, but he's greeted by Zuzu. She tells him to come back June 50th or 265, or the best one, March 10th. What? The dude gets so creeped out that he leaves in a hurry. The phone rings and she slams the phone. April, at her best. She's back. And before we move on, we're going to take a quick break already. So they're just going to fly by. I'm tired of making them 30, 40 minutes. Next category, unanswerable questions. Number one. So April scheduled all meetings for one day, right? All with no specific times of the day? Or was it like a free-for-all, first-come, first-serve? That just wasn't clear to me, or maybe I just missed it. Number two, why didn't Ron do the most Ron thing ever and send all those people home? Why did he insist on doing all the meetings? I guess to make an episode. I don't know. Number three, Ron makes Anne help with the meetings. She didn't put up a fight And she didn't ask Mark to help? What was he doing the whole time? He could have helped, lazy bum. Number four. Did April quit because Ron yelled and got mad at her? Or was that just a way to have a scene where Ron goes to her house to ask her to come back while meeting her parents, who are huge Duke Silver fans? I don't know. So this used to be called half-assed internet research, but I'm going to call it stuff I found online. So here's some stuff I found online. This is the episode that introduces us to April's parents. I just mentioned that. A copy of April's calendar was available on the park's webpage, but now I can't find it. But I found out that there's a 90-second clip where Leslie tries to end Nick Newport Sr.'s birthday party by pulling the plug on the lights, but accidentally disconnects his breathing machine instead. It's on YouTube. I encourage you to check it out. I just saw it. After Leslie pulls the plug, Jessica freaks out. Leslie says, "I'm sorry," and she runs away. They pan over to Nick Newport's face, and his eyes are just lit up. Tom grabs the mic to promote the Snake Oil Lounge. What? Ultimate Tom thing to do. What didn't age well at all? Because I can't call it what says the worst anymore. Number one, again, Tom's behavior. He says, when you want to attack the senses of the lady you want to bed. And then he also says later on to Jessica Wicks, like, you look barely legal. That crossed the line right there. You don't tell a woman you look barely legal. What the fuck is that? Number three, Nick Newport Sr. Asks Tom if he's a Chinese. The way he says it, tell me straight, are you a Chinese? He's like, no, I'm one of the Indian people. Number four, the dude taking off his shirt in front of Anne while she's off the clock. If she was on the clock and at the nurse's office, I get it. But this dude just randomly, like, seriously, here, nurse. Here, I have this weirdest thing on my arm. Takes off his shirt, gets half naked. Bit weird back then, even weirder now. I just skipped that scene. I also skipped the part where that guy puts his groin on Ron's desk and he's more than half naked. He's like 85% naked. That also didn't age well. Another one that didn't age well was Ron being mad at April. If I can remember correctly, it's the one and only time that he ever went off on her, and I didn't like it. Just don't talk to April that way. Just don't. Zuzu's mom says she's probably on the internet again. Literally, no one says that anymore. It's she's probably on the phone again, or she's on TikTok or some shit like that. I don't know. TikTok, I think, won the pandemic. What do you guys think? I'll tell you what else didn't age well was Mark and Anne were supposed to get married. Yikes, that's rough. Dodged a bullet there. What actually didn't age well? Or what actually did age well? Sorry. Gold diggers. Pretty sure they still exist. Another what did age well? The gazebo? It lasted hundreds of years. And I guess the house, obviously, too. The award for the character that did the most with little screen time. I had Bill Haggerty from the Historical Society, Nick Newport Sr., Jessica Wicks, Shauna. I'm going to go Jessica Wicks. She's a terrible character, but I love the acting. I hate the character, but I love the character. The overacting award has to go to that basketball heckler who said, "Who suck? Why is this so hard to understand?" And final thoughts quickly. At the beginning, when Bill Haggerty comes to talk to Leslie. Leslie tosses the keys at Tom. And that was a pretty good throw by Leslie. I was very impressed. And number two, final thoughts. Ron said that he hadn't relieved himself in 5 hours, which is bad. But I can tell you that the longest I've gone holding it in was about 7 hours because I was a delivery driver at the time. And I was stuck up in Beverly Hills where there's cameras everywhere and I don't want to pee out in public. And the nearest establishment with the public restroom was like a 20-minute drive down a mountain. That would have put me well behind on my route. But let me tell you, when I finally went, I almost cried because I was so relieved. So that's all for today, folks. Thanks again to Ding T. Thanks again to the other Ding T and Downey, the new one. Check it out. And again, rumor has it, they're going to be raffling off an iPad. Thanks to Candy's Nails. I'm about to go grab me a CBD bath bomb for my mom. All right, guys. Till next time.